Like a magical spell, the driving wind cleared the air. Ragnvald groaned.
I wish you hadn't said that, me darling. Just look at this mob coming up at us.
Brown rats and crew vermin could be clearly seen now, swarming up the cliffsides in their masses. There was enough of the enemy to swamp the plateau twice over. Mordi was beyond reason in her mad fury. She battered away with a captured brown rat spear, roaring.
Yee-haw! Let's see how many of them we can take with us. Make them pay a dear price for this rock.
Vizcalongtoot stepped out from the brush cover, his teeth bared in a triumphal grin as he turned to look at the plateau, where vermin were starting to clamber up onto the flat summit.
Guts and Elf's cheek! They've made it!
Almost half of the first wave were on top. The second wave were only a short distance from joining them. Ragchin performed a little dance of delight.
You did it, Captain! We're winning! Yee-haw!
A crew member who was leaping up onto the plateau heard Ragchin's shout. He turned, waving his blade, roaring back down to his shipmate. Vizca saw him topple forward with an arrow through him. The golden fox stared at Ragchin.
What's going on up there?
From behind, a blood-curdling war cry rang out.
Rainbow!
It was Orkwal Prink and Abbot Dorcas, heading the largest, most motley crew of creatures ever assembled outside of Redwall Abbey. Scores of squiddle archers were sending flights of arrows zipping into the climbing vermin. These squiddles stayed in the upper treetops, moving neither backward or forward. In serried ranks upon the boughs, they kept a constant shower of shafts, winging like angry wasps, dealing death widespread into the enemy. Moles, hedgehogs, mice, otters, and more shrews, wielding a staggering array of makeshift weapons, came bullying through bush and shrub, howling fiercely.
Redwall! Redwall!
Some crew beasts and brown rats came hurrying back to where Vizca was standing with his aides. The weasel named Jungo was clearly perplexed. He stared dully at the golden fox.
We was up there, Captain. I think we was winning. Then Arrow started bringing our beast down. Who is it, Captain? What's all the shouting about?
Vizca laughed. He shook Jungo by the paw and moved among the others, patting backs and nodding.
It ain't nothing, friends. I'll take care of it.
He gave a significant wink to Ragchin and the others, gesturing Jungo to go back to attacking the plateau. Vizca called aloud.
Fight on! Fight on, me brave buckos!
As Jungo and the brown rats charged off to do his bidding, Vizca whispered to his five crew beasts.
Time to get out of this place. Take me to the blood gullet.